You're listening to WLVR. This is Beyond the Beat. Host Stephen G. Wanmal brings together local journalists to discuss the biggest stories in the Lehigh Valley. This week, the Bucks County Courier-Times' Jo Chevalier joins Stephen. She's been reporting on nursing homes that have been hit hard by the pandemic. Stephen poses a question about the prospect of nursing homes and care facilities opening up to visitors.
Families haven't been able to visit their loved ones in nursing homes. Do we know if that's changing on a state level? I mean, I think a lot of people are now assuming that because we're in the green phase of reopening, that now opens up the opportunity to visit loved ones in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. But do you know anything about the state's decision on that?
The state on Saturday released a press release for how it's planning to reopen long-term care facilities to outside visitors, as well as providing group activities and even allowing ombudsmen and others into the facilities. But it's very complicated. And in fact, a single new COVID case among staff or residents could throw back any progress back to 28 days of quarantine, no visitors. So in order to even get to the first step, which is a 14-day wait with no COVID, new COVID cases, nursing homes have to, and long-term care facilities have to meet seven different criteria, including completing their first round of testing of residents and staff. They also have to have a plan in place that includes safety precautions. They have to have adequate staff, whatever that means, to carry out these additional supervising of visitation. They have to have a set place for visitation. They have to inform families of what they're going to require. And they have to meet all seven of these pre-qualifying conditions before they get to the first step of reopening. And it is a three-step process. The first step is no new infections for 14 days in a row. When that happens, then there's an additional 14-day wait. And then after a total of 28 days in a row with no new infections, visiting can resume in the nursing homes, personal care, and alternative living facilities under these new safety guidelines. But again, I can't emphasize enough that in step three, a single case will, again, we have to start back to the 14-day quarantine and then another 14 days in step one. So it is very aggressive. Some senior advocates have said they think it's even too aggressive because just one case can set everybody back almost a month.
Jo Chevalier of the Bucks County Courier-Times speaking with Lehigh Valley Public Media's Stephen G. Wanmal. Watch Stephen's full conversation this morning at 10 on PBS 39. This is WLVR.